Throw out your underwear. I'm doing laundry.
Bob!
Are we going to have some intro music?
No.
No?
Not today.
Yeah. What do we have?
We'll edit and post. So, we're recording now, so start the show.
Oh. Anyway.
Wow.
Dooga dooga dooga. Can we start the show now?
Dooga dooga dooga. Dooga doo 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 doo
doo doo
doo doo doo doo doo doo doo
doo doo doo
doo doo doo doo
doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo
doo doo
doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo
doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo
Get back.
Did you hear him?
You sounded like Carolyn when I cut her throat.
I don't know what the hell happened. It came out of my nose.
I'm just sitting there, I just hear him.
This is Steve Gal.
Okay. Oh, feels funny, the carbonated beer.
All right. The beer.
And we're back.
Well, I have to fart.
Fart my...
But I'll hold it in.
Oh.
Unless you really want to give me the microphone.
Give him the microphone.
Okay.
I'm going to take these off. It always hurts my ears when he does this.
Oh, well. God, do it.
Wasn't it?
Oh.
Never mind. Never mind.
With Burt Mike.
That was a waste of time.
I held it in for a second.
Oh, man. I'm getting beer all over me. Out of the nose, on my shirt.
You guys hear me okay?
Is there any direction to the show?
No. Well, it's still practice, so.
Yeah.
This is the Aristocast. Like, I just thought of that.
That's pretty good. I like that a lot.
So, anyway, we got a lap plan for the show.
Hours of prep.
Hours. Yeah, we do.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on.
Well, I actually do have some prep if you guys want to.
Is she here?
Prep.
Show prep. Oh,
boy. I tell you. Did you ever get beer in the nose?
I might have burped it up.
Yeah.
It does not feel good.
But I don't think I've ever got it like through the nose. Don't take pictures of me, please.
It does not feel good.
Eric is being a little defensive.
Yeah, we got to do it for the website.
Don't take pictures.
Well, I'll
what the fuck's wrong with you?
You can take pictures
picture
of me.
Let's dribble.
Take actually, you know what? No, don't.
Take pictures, but I have to approve it.
Don't take pictures of me. It's probably
picture
the worst.
Carly.
Worst time to take pictures of me. Unless I'm like this. Covering the spot.
Hot dogs! No?
Is that
Sean
Penn running through the floodlight?
Yeah.
That dumbass.
Did you see him here?
No.
He's running through New Orleans with a shotgun.
Oh, no.
This is after his boat sank with the press in it?
Yeah, it looks like it.
What is this, on the New York Post?
Say, really? The
yes. Ballistic River.
Yeah.
Sean Penn walking around with a shotgun. That's what all we need.
Sean Penn patrols New Orleans with a shotgun.
Oh, good.
Sean Penn is probably pro-gun control.
Oh, yeah.
He's walking around with a shotgun. That's okay. He's a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. He can do it.
Rules don't apply.
We got a lot of plan for the show.
Yeah. I stayed up all night thinking about, you know.
Well, would you bring that? Because I understand you have some stuff.
Well, I was thinking that Eric could do his weekly dish, but... It's basically just you ranting for about 3 minutes.
About what?
Whatever you want. pretty much stuff.
I wasn't the first one to say that, no, so I don't want to get want to get blamed.
I see that being knocked over. Wow, we really don't have direction tonight, do we?
No, no,
not really.
I think we were.
You want toasted buns? Go sit on a microphone.
Where was that story with the people buying shit?
It's,
I hope not.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
I can give it to him for free. No, don't take pictures of me. I got my dribble.
I'll cut it off.
Bullshit, you'll cut it off. Like I'm talking to someone interesting. Like that.
Like you do, like you do in the sports cast.
Yeah. Does it look funny?
Yeah. Put me on this little trip. Your eyes are glowing red.
Panicking.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, no. No.
All right, so what do we want to talk about first?
Well, we did a lot of New Orleans shit last week.
Well, here's some more.
Yeah, we can't get enough of it, apparently.
Well, you know those... stop. All right, enough pictures.
Fly. Mosquito, I think, actually.
Something.
Oh,
you know how they gave out those ATM cards to people?
Give me that.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, the debit cards.
The debit cards out to people.
That's supposed to be $2,000, but...
Yeah, but you didn't have to show any proof of anything, because obviously... Yeah.
You know they're just going to buy them for cigarettes and booze and chicken.
They stopped that immediately, right? Didn't they?
Yeah.
If like a day.
Two women who had made purchases with the cards each bought a signature monogrammed Louis Vuitton handbag in the $800 range.
Good, good.
So they're taking the $2,000 and buying monogrammed handbags.
Right, because the houses are gone. Let's buy handbags.
And a Mark McGuire rookie card.
Yeah, because they were supposed to give them out, but then they gave out like $900 and
they should sell houses on QVC now.
They should.
To those poor people.
Yeah.
And the quote was, they didn't look destitute by any stretch. You would have never had said, they must be one of the evacuees. I don't know.
They should be publicly executed.
They should be.
Yes.
Buying handbags.
Their houses are gone.
They have nothing.
And they're buying handbags.
Yeah, like their houses are really gone. Just a couple of assholes.
Yeah.
Drove down there.
You know.
Yeah, my house is gone. Hey. I show you proof of, you know, but that was washed away too.
Yeah, I, you know.
Just take my word for it.
You know, I'm going to need two cards, one for me, one for my brother. you know, there's going to be a lot of fights about those cards. They're going to get stolen or they love stealing shit.
Who?
Some genius. So let's give them free money.
The evacuees.
Oh, yeah. Sneakers and whatnot.
Fried chicken.
Oh.
Watermelon.
Oh.
Malt liquor.
Oh.
Steel Reserve.
And Nike sneakers.
I said that already.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah. And Escalades.
And Escalades.
Rims.
And the spinners.
Yeah, the spinners.
White bitches.
We got all night.
Are you cutting articles out of?
Yeah, she did. Okay. Well, that one was kind of funny.
What's that?
We'll get to that later. Fed up drivers fill tanks and run. Have you had that, Pat? No.
No. Where was this?
I guess New York area.
You cut it out.
Wait, so they go up to the Army base, they fill up a tank?
Army base?
And then they run? I don't know. Is this like a new...
Oh, clever.
No.
I don't understand this.
They're gas tanks.
Oh.
Why would they fill the tanks with gas? Don't they got to go in it?
What?
The tank? Okay, it bombed.
Yeah, right, but, you know, tanks and bombs, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it tanked.
It's my car crash.
Oh.
Yeah, you
should. Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Do you really?
I do have. I can't promise you much, but I can promise you something.
Ray the farting ear.
There you go, Ray.
Okay. I mean, if it bombs, don't be mad at me.
If it bombs.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
There's a little squeaker at the end.
Oh, my
my God. Oh, my Lord Almighty.
Jeez.
Oh, and I still got beer coming out of my nose.
Ray, the engineer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks. No, thanks, Ray.
That old gag.
That old fart gag.
That old chestnut.
So anyway, the weekly dish, I thought you'd just...
just rant about something?
About 3 minutes, just one thing.
One thing I should rant about?
Yeah.
You should tell me about this, like, before.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is for a future.
Yeah.
Future reference. All right, there'll be a future daily dish.
Yeah,
weekly,
exactly.
Weekly dish. You can type it up and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll think about it at work if something pisses me off.
And then we'll try to kind of find things and, you know, to talk about entertainment, news...
Yeah.
Game show, whatever.
Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, we can come up with... can we come up with, like, game shows and stuff? Like,
sure.
Like, stupid stuff.
Yeah. We can have Julie be the guest.
Steal the young girl's virginity.
How does that game work?
I don't know. You just find a young girl and
break her hymen.
Yeah, bust her hymen.
Oh, my hymen.
Just bust a hymen.
You want baby.
Just bust a hymen.
That's good. Just bust out a hymen. You what?
But that's what happens when bodies start slapping from doing the wild thing.
He just got done walking up a flight of stairs.
Oh, do you have it? Go get it.
What?
Julia has something for the show.
What?
It's a book called It's Perfectly Normal.
To what?
Anything. I think it's about masturbation.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Something like that, right?
Boom, 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 boom.
Take my breath away.
All right, we got it. It's perfectly normal.
Is it illustrated?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Maybe I can pick up some pointers.
Yeah.
What about masturbating?
Yeah, why not?
Making babies. Look at... Oh, Jesus.
Do you ever put Vaseline on your forearm and... No?
No.
Never did that?
Did you see this little girl? They actually gave her a little camel toe.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah. Did you ever take a magazine and roll it up and...
Smack your cock with it?
Put, like, plastic wrap on the inside.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Then lubricate it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever take a piece of ham and cut a hole in it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Is this for children?
Yes, this is for children.
Where did you find this?
How come we never had books like this?
What?
So you don't have to talk to them, just give them books?
No.
That's good.
Well, here are all the different types of bodies.
Oh, didn't we see this?
Yeah. I like the fat guy with the little Peter.
And there's a guy in a wheelchair.
Hey.
Yeah.
Guy in the wheelchair is great.
Oh, my God.
The plumbing doesn't work down there.
The cerebral palsy guy.
I like the palsy.
The girl, she's got nice tits here.
Her legs don't work.
That's all right.
She's got
crutches. She's got the nicest body out of everyone here, I think.
Even the guys?
Well.
I like the fat guy with the little Peter.
That's pretty funny. The old hippie with the woodpecker. You know, I was in an art class once, and we had a naked guy.
Naked hippie?
Yeah, basically naked hippie, and he looked just like this guy here.
That's gross.
And we had to draw him.
And then suck him off.
See, I would absolutely refuse of it now.
And the funny part was...
Yeah.
And this is funny. Ready?
Go.
I was drawing his penis, right? And I drew it. And then I went down to the legs. And I came up to touch up the penis. And I noticed that it changed shape.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Oh, his penis.
It went from being like this big to starting to like sag a little bit. And then I'm like staring at it, and it's like moving.
His penis.
Yes. Right? While he's like doing a pose like this, his penis is just like gently moving up and down.
Well, it's probably the balls moving.
Yeah, well, it was sort of like, you know.
The balls move.
Yeah, it was like a sea anemone.
Anemone.
I had to draw really gross naked people.
Yeah.
Then we had some.
What is the point of that?
Do they have to be naked?
Do they have to be naked? Yeah. What's the point?
I don't know.
Just put a tree there or something. You know.
Or spandex at least.
Yeah. A soda bottle. I don't know.
Then we had some black girl, and her nipples were like an inch and a half each.
And cut diamonds with them.
Seriously, yeah. They were really, really big.
Was she fat?
No, she was very thin.
Yeah.
She was gross.
Did she have stretch marks?
No.
No. Okay.
She had nappy pubic hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens. It gets like if you try to use an electric razor to like trim it, it gets
electric
caught.
Razor.
It gets caught in there. You trim it. And you're like, oh, you know, it rips the hairs out.
He's gonna gotta pull it.
Yeah. That's why you gotta keep it cropped.
Cropped, yeah. Or just get the scissors.
You don't want a little afro in there because then it just you can't get rid of it.
Then you got shit growing in there.
Yeah.
Not like a producer. Just not even now.
She's bored. She's drawing on
Producer's not producing.
No.
But I guess we're not either.
Yeah, we're not.
Drawing a tree.
Anything. We're not producing anything
sun.
Funny.
Sun.
Derek McGuire, I thought you had stuff.
That's all I got.
That's all you had.
Well,
all
right.
I got more stuff.
You got that book there. That did anybody's parents ever have the talk with him?
No. I learned it on the street.
Yeah, I either learned it on from my friends, a little bit from school, or... watching Skinamax.
I still never learned it. What the hell are you guys talking about? Give me that book.
Eric, we have to have a talk. No.
The man has a penis. I mean penis.
No, but it's a subject that was never discussed.
No, and never.
To this day, never is discussed. It's just, you don't do it.
No.
It doesn't exist.
That's getting less and less, too.
Yeah.
Penis. Peanut butter.
We didn't have any prep last time. That ended up being fun.
Penis.
That's because I kept saying nigger.
Yeah, we were a little, especially him, was a little buzzed.
And I was, yeah.
Yeah, we were pretty drunk.
I was a little buzzed. And getting more and more buzzed as the show was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and slurring your words.
That's what we got to do. We got to drink first to get it warmed up. Either that or have a lot of material to talk about.
Yeah. Julia, let me see that book, please.
Or have George Takei.
We gotta have George.
What?
We gotta have George Takei as a guest.
What did you say?
Like, Dish goes to the bathroom.
George Takei.
Okay.
George knocks on the door. We let him in.
All right. I'm looking at a picture of a little boy sitting on the bed, jerking off.
Yep. Oh, I saw that book.
While his sister is feeling herself up there.
Aww. How do you know it's her sister?
Because they look the same.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
All right. During puberty, when the sex hormones cause boys and girls' sex organs to become more active, many kids begin to have even more pleasurable and excited feelings about their own bodies. And they may also be more attracted to and interested in other people's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Some people think that masturbation is wrong or harmful.
Harmful. to the environment.
Ouch. Oh, God. Well, you know, if you chafe and, yeah.
You go blind.
That happens.
You go blind, yeah.
And some religions call masturbation a sin, but masturbating cannot hurt you. I beg to differ there. And it does not result in pregnancy or getting or passing on infections that are spread by sexual contact. Many people masturbate. Many don't.
That guy's never gotten a load in the eye.
Whether you masturbate or not is your choice. Masturbating is perfectly normal. When people masturbate, they usually rub their sex organs with their hands or with something soft like a pillow.
Doesn't have to be soft.
Who does that?
A pillow? Are you retarded?
Fuck yeah.
Rub a pillow against it.
A girl often rubs her clitoris. A boy often rubs his penis. Both the clitoris and the penis are sensitive to touch. A person may have a warm, good, tingly, exciting feeling all through her or his body while masturbating. Ooh, they put her first.
Mm.
This is the, okay.
I don't.
This feeling can become more and more intense till it reaches a peak or climax.
Well, what's that? What happens then?
At that moment, a male may ejaculate. A female may feel strong, exciting sensations just in the area around her vulva or throughout her body.
Whoa, 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 whoa. She owns a Volvo?
Yeah. This is if you do it in the car. Oh. A female may also feel some wetness in her vagina.
In her vagina.
In her vagina. It is also important to understand why some people choose to urinate on each other. Going number
Stop
one
it.
Or number two on your partner might be something somebody might do.
Stop it. No, it doesn't say that, does it?
It says that.
But you need to make sure your partner's okay with it before you start doing it.
Stop. You're making that up.
No, I'm reading this.
Stop it.
Keep going.
No, that's it.
The paragraph ends there. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We can have a private session, too, where it's just us.
Yeah.
They're having their own little party.
No offense to everyone else.
Yeah, nobody's paying attention anyway.
But what I mean, when people listen to this, they're just going to hear that in the background.
That's okay.
That's all right. Those are our interns and engineer and and hosts.
I think we're all a little disenchanted because it took so long to get this going. Plus what?
Well, once we get started on something, it usually goes on for a little bit.
It's just getting started is the hard part.
Yeah.
Like now, we're not getting started.
No.
That silence doesn't help.
Could I have an intern get me another beer?
Oh my god.
Now.
Was that Jay dancing around?
Hey Jay, you want to talk?
No.
Oh
my.
Come on.
God.
Well, I can mention what we were just talking about. I got a lot of riff on it.
Oh.
Protect me
on
your bosom.
Oh.
Welcome to Slavcast.
Welcome to Slavcast, you punk.
I take picture of you, you punk.
I take picture of vagina. You punk.
I take picture of vagina and phallus.
That's good, right?
I take picture of anus, scrotum, and penis. Like this diagram.
Jesus. You stand by dresser like diagram. I take picture, you punk.
Take picture of camel toe.
I piss on your chest, you punk.
I'd probably get it wrong. I take picture of goat toe.
Oh.
I take picture of you taking shit.
Tell us about the camel lips when the uterus falls out.
No, we did that last time.
Yeah, we did it last week.
But I like that.
Yeah, I know you like that.
Want to hear that story again?
I love the favorite part.
Let's just do the old bits. So George Takei.
His balls rattle.
Yes. Yes.
When I have an orgasm, cracks form in the foundation.
My crawl space is leaking. All right, that was good.
Carly's really getting me down over here.
Getting
like
you down?
Falling asleep.
Yeah, that's good.
You can go talk with them. I can run the board if you want.
I got it.
She's doodling over here.
Yeah, see, she's got it.
She's writing haikus. Let's just have dead air.
I think I got one.
Uh-oh. Ray's going
to
wake up the show.
Do it.
Oh,
crap.
No.
No, don't crap.
That's all I got. Sorry.
Wow.
I felt like one.
That was just... Oh.
I livened it up a little. That was me.
My ears are open, Derek.
They usually are.
Close them. Wouldn't that be weird if you had little flaps in your ears and you can open and close them?
What, you don't have that?
Funny.
at me doing that.
Yeah.
Why does it look funny?
No, it just looks funny on there.
Let's get the book again. Take that book away from him.
Was that poo-poo and pee-pee thing real?
No.
Okay. Right. Here's a little girl with the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Checking out her vagina.
Yeah. Bending over.
You honestly want to show this to your children?
Oh, my God.
Then they're going to do that in front of you.
Imagine walking, look, Mom. Walking in on them and doing
and then joining them.
How sexy would that be? Oh,
Susie,
you look a little dry there. Let me.
You know, like you know, your daughter's in there doing that. So you take a shower. You come out of the shower.
Yeah. Then you do the dishes. You start vacuuming the living room.
You do the laundry. No. With your erect penis.
In the shower still.
And you walk into the room there and just like accidentally bump into her.
And her penis going in her ass?
Exactly. I mean, like, wouldn't you do that?
I mean, like...
Because it would be an accident.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
So I wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah, but then you'd immediately take it out, though, right?
No, because, I mean, she'd be like a tight virgin, and you'd be caught.
Oh, well, wouldn't you...
Stuck in there. So you'd, like, move it back and forth to try to get it free.
But it would feel good.
Yeah. So when your wife walks in, you can be like, oh, I'm trying to get it out.
Honey, I was just taking a shower. I was showering.
What movie's that from?
Oh.
Every Pat has a movie reference.
Are you drawing what we're talking about, Julia?
No. I love how Julie just sits there. She wants to be involved in the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Back to the book. What else is perfectly normal, Eric?
I think you should read the excerpt on intercourse. It's funny.
Yeah, Eric, read it. Read to
what
us.
Is it?
On intercourse. Should be under intercourse.
Okay, hold on. What is sex? Is that what you're talking about? Strong feelings, making love?
Yeah.
All right. Making love.
Making love.
Just, you know, that's the first time I ever read anything about sex. It's from that book.
Did your mom get this for you?
I found it in the library.
Wait, the first thing you ever found out about sex.
Wait, so you got in the car, you drove to the library, got a book about sex. That's how you found out about it?
When was this, last Friday? That book looks pretty new.
Wait a minute. It's a copyright. Hold on.
Copyright 2002.
I was in high school.
A little late to learn.
1994. To my husband, to my kids, to Val. Whoever the hell Val is. And to my parents.
To my parents.
Well, yeah.
For teaching me all this.
No, there's a picture of
you bend over and you get a mirror. A man and you woman. Can look at your asshole.
There's a man and a woman making love. There's a really old couple. They're
hand down her pants. Fucking rubbing her.
Sexual intercourse happens when a female and a male feel very sexy.
Or not.
And very attracted to each other.
I feel sexy tonight, punk.
Hey, let's fuck, huh? Let's do it.
They want to be very close to each other in a sexual way. So close that the male's penis goes inside the female's vagina.
That's pretty close.
As though it's like an accident.
Yeah. Whoops!
Like, slip, uh-oh.
Honey, I'm in you again.
And the vagina stretches open in a way that fits around the penis.
In such a way.
When this happens, it is possible for a female and a male, dash, once their reproductive organs have grown up, dash, to make a baby. I'd have to put that in there.
Yeah, you don't know.
Okay. But most people don't have sexual intercourse only when they want to make a baby. Sometimes they have sexual intercourse with a baby. This is terrible. How the hell could you buy this?
Yeah, really.
This is criminal.
Well, it's not that bad.
Most often they have sexual intercourse because it feels good. People have sexual intercourse well into old age. Like these 85-year-olds here. Hugging, cuddling, holding hands, kissing and touching are other ways of expressing love.
That's good. Hey, slip that in, though. They also have sex with babies. tiny baby vaginas.
Straight and gay are two words that have to do with sex and desire for sex. Wow.
Fantastic. Whoops.
And there's pictures of homosexuals in here. And
let me say.
And ancient Greeks.
Ancient Greeks, yeah.
Ancient Greeks. Got to put that
in
there.
Let me say. You gotta try not to, that I want to say it, but let me say.
You got to try to validate it with the ancient Greek picture.
Yeah.
Well, the Spartans did it.
See, we're not lying.
But they're in a diner.
They all are now.
Anus opening to vagina, opening to urethra. Julia, my goodness.
Did you and Jay sit down with that book and
try out all the different positions?
Yeah.
It might as well be.
Oh, yeah, let's get the Karma Sutra. Do you have a Karma Sutra book? Where's that?
Wait, let's put gloves on first. It's probably juices all over it.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, very messy. Not just a problem. Just means that washing machines are very busy during puberty. There's a little bird and a bee talking about. There's a guy like getting out of there, sticking to his sheets.
Oh no,
Julia.
Oh, that's not right.
There's a chink showering.
Good, because I need to.
Filthy gook. Look, a chinklet.
Asians.
This is George C.K. taking a shit. When I shower, I don't even have running water. I just talk. And the vibrations cause the water to spray.
I thought you said you don't have water.
On my body.
The dirt just vibrates. Oh, yeah.
I said running water. I fetch it from the well.
I just stand in a bucket of water.
Here's a child looking at his flaccid penis and then looking at me with his erect penis. This just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, it does.
Just like the show. Hi, this is Steve Gosling.
Yeah. Let's look at it that way. At least we're doing better than Steve.
Are we really, though?
I think so.
This woman's trying to force the baby back inside.
Yeah. Never. Well, sometimes it works. Mm. You just gotta smash it up with a hammer first. Make the skull more manageable to go in.
Oh, that's enough of that.
Don't give her the fart, Mike. Did Ray fart into
that mic? No, I did.
What do you want?
I thought maybe you wanted to say something.
I wanted to say hi to Barbara.
Oh, is she in the audience?
Let
yeah.
Let me get a shout out to my peeps.
Yes, I'm giving a shout out to Barbara over there.
Over there by the dining room table.
What is this, TRL?
Woo!
Teddy Roosevelt Life.
What? I got a shout out.
TRL.
Barbara, do you want to give a shout out?
What?
Teddy Roosevelt cheat stuff to him too when you know. That's what they call him, Rough Rider.
Oh, Jesus.
Rough Rider.
All right, so this is better than Steve Cast, huh?
Mm.
We gotta come up with stuff to do.
Yeah, well, you know.
Where is wonder what Steve's doing right now.
I wonder.
He's probably reading that book.
Alright.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Honey, I got you an educational book.
I don't need it. Bob, I have plenty of bitches. The internet. I got a radio show.
I'm a radio host. I have no problem with the bitches.
Bob, I... Hang on.
Hold on a second. I need to use my inhaler. That's better. All right.
Anyway, Bob. Look, I was saying. I am a stud, Buffy.
I settle down with a different girl every night. So.
I learned all I have to know from the Fat Man.
Me and Princess Leia are getting very serious.
Trust me, that's Princess No Leia.
What's that from?
Steve not getting any Wookiee.
What the hell's that from?
Every night, Han Solo am I.
What is that from?
That was Gilbert Gottfried as Yoda.
Oh, that's right.
Yoda not getting any Wookiee.
Han Solo.
You say poo cast?
Every night, Han Solo am I.
Aristocast.
Aristocast.
Might as well just tell our own versions of Aristocrats jokes.
What?
Might as well just start telling Aristocrats jokes.
Yeah. Unless there's midgets whistling.
Midgets. They start whistling.
Midgets.
The midgets.
They're smaller than midgets.
They're baby midgets.
Yeah, midgets.
All right.
Oh, I get it. Aristocast.
Yeah.
So,
Jesus.
She had to write it out for me. I really didn't understand what you were saying.
Like podcast.
Yeah, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thanks, Julia. Excuse
me. You want a mic, loudmouth?
So,
Well, don't mic her vagina.
Julius.
Come on, mic her vagina. See if it says anything.
Oh! Julia's vagina?
My goodness.
Oh, my God!
And now a word from Julia's vagina.
He hasn't been drinking. I mean, vagina.
Hi, guys. This is Julie's vagina.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
how you
hey.
Doing?
What's going on?
What's going
how you
on?
Doing?
So? It's good to be here.
Did you get out much? Or?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you guys leave, I sometimes like to, you know.
Party hardy?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Get some fresh air, you know.
Fudge air?
Fresh air.
Oh, fresh air. Oh, I thought when Julia farts, sometimes her smells go. To Virginia.
Oh, well, no. You know, sometimes we use turd logs as dildos, and I put them inside of me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Turd that logs. That is good.
I make a shit cast of me.
Shit cast. That's what this is.
Shit cast. You got that right.
Cast.
It certainly is. That's the understatement of the week.
Welcome to shit cast.
Those guys don't got a real show like I do.
Those guys are jealous of me.
What does Steve Cast talk about?
Nothing.
So
about how he doesn't know how to do a podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
And give shots
out. Did you listen to the whole thing, Eric?
Yes.
Was it just as good towards the end?
I love him. I love him.
When are you getting a phone patch?
So we can get phone calls from
George Takei.
Yeah. And who else is going to call?
I don't know.
Did I tell you guys that Bill Shatner's going to be
on here?
On the Emmys?
Oh.
Singing?
No, stop.
Of course.
It. Oh, from his new album?
No, he sings every time he appears in public now. But they're going to be doing like a mock American Idol thing. So it's going to be Shatner and like Donald Trump and all these people singing.
Donald Trump's going to sing.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Mr. Tambourine, man.
I hope his hair sings too.
and Shatner's thinking it.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, forget it.
So a family goes into a talent agency.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
It's a mother, father.
There's two midgets.
Holy shit.
And
oh.
Jesus.
That scared the crap out of me. Put him back.
No. You didn't even see it.
I thought a bat
still
was
on
in
there?
Here.
Yeah. Still on you.
Achoo! Oh my God!
Anyway,
I honestly didn't know. I was rubbing my nose, and I just feel this wind come at me. I'm like, "What?"
Daisy's a little whore. Anyway, so it's a mother father. There's son and daughter. Son's like 15. Daughter's 12.
How old is father?
I'm like 50.
My mother?
She's 42.
42.
Yeah. It's not really important. But. And a little baby.
How old's a baby?
How old's a baby?
Baby's about 6 months old.
6 months.
Wow.
That's pretty old. An infant.
Yeah, he's an infant. And
I like to say 6 months young.
So they go into the talent agency.
That doesn't make any sense.
And the agent says, sorry, we don't do family acts.
Right.
It's too cutesy.
And then they left.
And they went home. Yeah. You know, dejected. The father blew his brains out because he had, you know, hope that this was going to be their big break.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, Yeah, so they said, well, you know, just give us a few minutes, and but no, you'll love the act. They really didn't go home.
Oh, I see. A little red herring.
Yeah. So the agent's like, all right, you know, hurry up.
Hurry up.
Do your thing. Let's see what you got. So, father takes out a latex balloon.
Right.
Right. Puts it inside his 12-year-old daughter's vagina.
Vagina, yeah.
And he's got one of those helium tanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things. So he sticks a nozzle in there and it starts to inflate the balloon while it's inside, you know, his daughter's vagina. Yeah. This loosens her up.
Oh, yeah. As it usually does.
Yeah, because meanwhile, the son.
Go ahead.
Meanwhile, the son is giving his mother a rim job.
Right.
Right. He's rimming her asshole.
Yeah.
With his
tongue.
I
know.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
The baby's just laying there on the floor. Nobody's paying any attention to it. Yeah.
Someone steps on it.
So anyway, now that the daughter's the vagina is all
loose,
you know,
loosey goosey.
Yeah, inflated. The balloon's still in there, you know. They take the baby, they shove it in. Right. Now the 12-year-old daughter has her 6-month-old sister inside of her virgin hole. And wow. Okay.
No, no.
So
I thought it was funny.
That's great.
All right. So now the 12-year-old is pregnant with.
Well, not
yeah.
Not
really pregnant, but
she has a small baby.
She's got a small baby in her. Right. Father seals up the balloon. Right. So now it's like a placenta.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the daughter. Right.
Okay.
Meanwhile. Mom and son are 69 and like crazy.
Oh, man.
Over on the other side of the room. So, mom gets off him.
Mm-hmm.
Squats down over his penis. You know, starts to urinate all over his dick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jesus Christ. This makes him wet.
Well, obviously, it's urine.
So, he starts banging his mother in her shaved box.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mom knows that she's ovulating. Purpose of this, we'll find that out later.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. So he ejaculates inside of his mother.
On the edge of my seat.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now the daughter gets up, goes over to the talent agent, unzips his fly, starts sucking his cock, right?
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, the father's drilling her in the ass.
While she's still dripping with cum.
This is the daughter.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
She didn't have, well, the father's starting to fuck her in the
ass.
So
is the baby suffocated and dead yet or what?
The baby is in his death throes, sealed inside the balloon placenta inside of the 12-year-old daughter's, you know, uterus. I forgot that they had a forcer, her cervix open to get her up into the uterus. I didn't want to leave that part out.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, because I know you were wondering, how did she get into the uterus?
How did she get past that cervix?
that crummy cervix.
I guess they automatically busted right through the hymen then.
Oh, hymen was destroyed. Shredded.
Mangled.
You can't even recognize the hymen anymore.
I don't think I could in the first place.
Yeah. All right. So the daughter's, the father's fucking her in the asshole, ejaculates the side of her asshole.
Okay.
She gets up, squats over. The mother, still getting drilled by the son, farts out father's cum all over the mother's face.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's a serious story.
Man, it really happened. I was there.
This really happened, all right? Come on. So now the son starts, as he's banging his mother,
right?
She's writhing in pleasure beneath him. He starts licking the father's cum with tainted shit, daughter's shit. You know,
daughter's shit.
Off his mother's forehead.
Forehead.
Okay.
So out of the eyebrows.
Now the son has to come,
right? Get
the
bridge of my nose.
Comes inside the mother, fills her up. It's wonderful. Daughter takes the talent agent's penis out of her mouth. Turns around, shoves it in her ass. Talent agent explodes inside of her ass.
Oh, my God.
Right. She gets out. It's just dripping all over the place. Walks over. She farts it out on the mother's forehead.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
That, right. That's...
Then the father comes over, and he starts licking that, you know. So they get all this done. Now...
The longest aristocrat joke I've ever heard.
Now for our impersonation.
Good.
Of the drowned niggers in New Orleans.
There it goes. I was waiting for it.
So they open the door.
Too soon.
They open the door. All these like 5-year-old black kids come in.
Where were they?
They're waiting outside.
Okay.
They take out the baby. They unwrap it from its balloon. It's dead.
Jesus Christ. So they got a dead baby on their hands.
Yeah, a dead baby on their hands, right? So they start feeding it to the starving black kids that are victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. That's nice. That's nice of them. Yeah.
Right? Black kids chow down on this kid.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they go nuts on this little white infant.
Right.
I mean, they're fucking it while they're eating it.
Well,
it's
Jesus.
It's ridiculous. Right? You may wonder how 5-year-old little black children could get their penises.
Well, no, they're...
But, you know, anyway.
It's crazy.
So after they have their meal.
Which is an infant.
The father and the son leave the room. They come back with this big tub of water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One by one, they're holding the black kids' heads under the water, drowning them. Right?
Right.
All 10 of them dead, floating in this big, huge tub of water.
That's a... Okay. Right?
Wait, so how old was the mother again?
42.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Right. This little floating black I shouldn't laugh because it's so terrible.
It's true.
Because it's a true story, it really happened.
I'm surprised it wasn't on the news.
It was a couple years back, I think.
Yeah. So they're all floating there dead with like little pieces of infant blood and guts all over the place, right? Daughter's all stretched out and bleeding.
Oh, she's on the floor.
Yeah.
Intern.
Go ahead.
All right, so the surviving family members gather into the center of the room, say, ta-da! Town agent's exhausted.
Oh, his cock is all red,
His cock is all flaccid and everything. He's like, man, that's a hell of an act. Well, first of all, you just killed your own baby. That's all right. Son just knocked up the mother who knew she was ovulating. So they can do it again 6 months later. He's like, oh, that's good. At least we'll have a show 6 months from now.
Nine months.
Yeah, 9 plus 6.
Whatever. It is.
15. So 15 months later, we can do the show again.
Okay.
Talia's like, oh, good. What the hell do you call it? Father says, the aristocrats.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
What's that word?
Oh, the dead...
It's funny because I heard a story similar.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, what was it?
Tell us about that.
Well, hang on. Carly's writing something. Not important?
It's not important.
You're the producer. Anything you do is important.
Anyway, get back to your fucking story.
Thank you. There was a family.
Yeah.
Walked into a talent agency.
That's very similar.
It was. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right.
It was a father. Very thin, sickly looking man.
How old is he?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Wow.
It was the mother.
I'll check. Late 40s.
Carly.
Show that to me, Carly.
Give me that.
What'd it say? You are doing good.
How dare you?
Wow, that's funny. Real funny, Carly. Yeah, real funny.
No, forget it. I'm not going to tell
him. Can I have that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Can you pass this to Eric?
Sure.
What? Carly? Oh,
no. This is going good. Well, we got to have stuff to talk about.
Obviously, yeah.
Oh, that was the end of the story?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell it because Carly's being a jerk.
I stopped.
Come on, tell us a story.
No.
I want to hear the story.
So how about Gilligan, huh?
Yeah, he's dead. Bob Denver.
He died.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with John Denver.
I thought they were talking about the guy who
crashed his plane into the water and drowned like a New Orleans, you know what.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But that was years ago.
Oh, no. Carly's writing down song lyrics.
Hey, there he is.
So legendary folk singer Bob.
Are we having fun yet?
It was Kathy the uterus.
I'm a uterus.
You and Kathy the uterus making out in the parking lot? There he is.
Are we having fun yet? Hey, Joey, you set off the fire alarm. He's a little slow.
Hey, Joey, was that you set up? Was one of you? Did you fart?
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Colonel Coffee, did you breathe in the fire?
Colonel Coffee. Colonel Coffee. Yeah, we got to have stuff to talk about.
Hey, B. Arthur.
Yeah.
She's doing a show in Camp Basie.
Yes, Blanche, what is it? Everybody's doing stuff at Camp Basie. I went there one time on a class trip, and we saw some black play.
Were they drowning?
They were. No, they were working the fields. Like what blacks do, you know?
Yeah, they should.
Or what they used to, anyway.
Go there, sitting home. Yeah. Stealing our white women.
Eating their white pussy-flavored MREs. Courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Yo, where's some white woman pussy? R-M-E. M-R-E.
Oh. R-E-M.
Oh, no. This is bombing.
Where's the underage girl at spring break? Oh, my God.
Maybe we should play some music.
Nah.
We'll play some music. We'll come back with something.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Maybe.
Let's get that music going. What was the intro music? What was that?
Intro? We had intro music?
Well, that stuff they were playing that we were rock bopping to. What was that?
I don't think we had anything.
Ooh.
Oh, this is smooth.
It is. Fine, nice. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
With the Aristocrats.
Forgot to mention all those times you were unworthy. Instead, you blamed me and made me feel dirty. More I live, the less I see. You're just in here in front of me. The more I live, the more I
Rocking.
Yeah. That was a good song.
To that shitty song. Yeah.
That was a good song.
That was a very good
song. I like that song.
That's a good song.
That's a great song.
That's a wonderful song.
I like that song.
I like my vagina.
I like vagina. Terminator.
There you go.
There, that's good.
All right. Now we're back.
Yeah, now that's here
better.
We go.
All right.
Much welcome. Better.
Welcome back, everybody.
All right.
All right, here we are.
Well, we were trying to figure out what the hell to talk about during the break.
So, what do we come up with?
So, we grabbed some magazines.
Right.
I have the 20 most annoying people in history.
Ah, let's start off.
You really want to start off?
Might as well.
Is Megan Finnerty on that list?
Number one. You ruined it. You ruined the bit.
Oh, that's it. All right. Good night, folks.
In okay, history. Let me see here. Is this all of them?
It's only what? 20.
I don't know where it is.
I just saw numbers in people's pictures.
Yeah, was that it? Oh, no, here it is. Okay, ready?
Yes.
You know, I love... No, go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
I love how they have, you know, they have paparazzi pictures of, you know, people.
And there's a picture here of Jessica Alba with movie producer Cash Warren, so it says. There's a picture of them walking, and there's a picture of her hand enlarged, like really enlarged.
Oh, yeah, with the ring?
With a ring on
it. Yeah, they always do that.
I'm pointing it out. It's just, how the hell can you...
They'll have her, like, scratching her head.
Yeah.
And then they'll circle it and make it enlarge it.
And the thing is, though, it's so... They're so far away.
Don't people have lives that this is what they care about?
No.
Look at Eric looking so professional. Mm-hmm. He has a little doodle head. Him. I mean, come on. Who? Don't these people have lives?
Ooh.
Ooh. Don't these people have real jobs?
Did you people have homes? So anyway,
back to most annoying 20
most
people.
Annoying people in history.
In history, go ahead.
Number 20. Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr. Who the hell was him? Is that guy again?
Aaron Burr was who shot Alexander Hamilton.
Ah, that's right. How was he annoying?
Well,
you shooting that president, you son of. You know, just stop. You've been.
Well, here's the real reason Aaron made the list. As if the social fallout from the duel weren't bad enough, Burr decided to restore his image by heading west and attempting, however sloppily, to invade Mexico and establish an independent government there. That's so annoying.
That is really annoying.
When people try to establish governments.
Every time, I just...
You know, just don't establish government, please.
Carly?
Do you guys remember that Got Milk commercial with Aaron Burr?
Aaron Burr!
No. Yes.
You remember that?
Remember
it was
that.
Like a game show, and the guy had to, he had to call in and say the answer to who shot,
Alexander Hamilton, right?
Yeah, Alexander Hamilton, and he kept going, Rumber, and he was...
I remember.
That's old school.
Yeah, that is old school.
I just thought we'd be nostalgic for a minute.
Owen Burr.
Number 19.
19.
Pete Best.
Who's that?
The original Beatles drummer. And it has a picture of him... With a T-shirt that says "I'm not Ringo."
Oh, no. Want to be Ringo. I mean,
yeah, really. And why is he on the list anyway?
Just because he's annoying.
Yeah.
How about Genghis Khan? Did he wind up in there?
He tried suing them for all this stuff, and just an ass. Number 18, Francisco Goya.
Is that the head of Goya Beans?
What? I think this is a Smart Person magazine. Okay. Number 17. President James Buchanan.
What?
Oh, he's annoying.
How is he annoying?
That son of a bitch.
No.
Okay. Well, read it. What does it say?
I don't. It's too long. Number 16. We can all agree with this one. Geraldo Rivera.
Yes.
See,
otherwise known as Jerry Rivers.
I think he should have been a little bit higher on the list.
What was Fox News thinking by hiring him as a reporter?
He's been holding up the whole time.
I just saw it.
I was in Geraldo's house once.
Yeah?
I broke one of his pool sticks.
I saw Geraldo at a McDonald's in Leonardo, and he was wearing a purple beret. And I dropped a quarter online. Because I was trying to pay for my food because I'm a fat ass.
Yeah.
And he was behind me in line and he picked it up and gave it to me. I'm like, oh, it's Geraldo.
Thanks, Geraldo.
Yeah.
You fucking Jew.
So, good thing I'm at the Puerto Rican side and not the Jewish side. Otherwise, he would have kept it.
Because he's Jewish.
Because he is Jewish.
Jews like to hoard money.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jews.
Okay, number 15. Caravaggio.
Who's that?
I don't know, but he's annoying.
A 16th and 17th century Italian painter who's best known for creating the technique of tenebrism.
Ah, that's so annoying.
That pisses me off. That pisses me off.
What a bastard.
How would they know? Like, it's so long ago.
Number 14.
He's such a jerk.
Because he's so annoying, it echoes throughout the centuries.
Guglielmo Marconi.
Marconi?
Well, he invented radio.
I fucking hate him.
Is that the same, the right guy?
Yeah. Did he? Winning the Nobel Prize for inventing radio transmission technology.
That's annoying as it,
It's annoying because now we're
everybody can hear him.
Now we can do podcasts. Yeah. Damn him.
If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't do this. That's kind of annoying.
One of his original towers is being used to hold firewood up by the Twin Lights. Yes. The people that live right next to it have decided to put firewood under it. This big piece of history, and now it's just a fancy log holder.
Okay, you guys ready for number 13?
Yes.
All right, now they thought that Aaron Burr was annoying and some Italian painter that no one heard of, but now they have number 13, olive oil.
From Popeye?
Yeah, from Popeye.
Oh, she's not real. Popeye.
And she's annoying because she flails her noodle-like arms.
That's annoying.
Her ropey arms.
Yeah.
She's not real.
When cartoons flail their arms, I don't like that.
And then they go from olive oil to number 12, Eugene V. Debs.
I don't think this is a smart person magazine after all.
I don't know.
I'm not feeling really smart right now.
I think it's an ADD magazine.
Mentally ill must have wrote that.
Let's just blow this. Number 11, David Blaine. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see
Who's
that.
Hague?
Somebody from New Orleans must have.
He claims he's a magician, but he's really not.
Oh, that guy.
The faggot who just kind of puts himself in boxes. And
that's who that is.
I'm in here for 7 days. Ooh.
Cardboard boxes.
And
they actually have
ice.
A picture of him.
And then escapes from the cardboard box.
They have a picture of him in the glass booth that was.
Didn't he, like,
over Times Square,
freeze himself into a sheet of ice or something?
I just wish he'd kill himself.
Yeah.
Did he?
Maybe he won't be able to get out one day.
Did he take a dump while he was in that cube in front of people?
I don't know.
How did he do that?
Maybe he had diapers.
Because that's like my worst nightmare. Can you imagine that? You're suspended.
I can't even go to the bathroom when someone else is in the bathroom, like in stalls.
I can't go if somebody's in like on the same floor.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
But to be in a glass.
I can't go here.
For a couple of days.
I can't go.
You wouldn't be able to take a dump here?
No.
What if you had liquid shit? And it was coming out no matter what.
That I would have no choice, but I would just like relieve the pressure, and then run home, like just blow the cap.
So you can't, as in you don't want to, like you make a concerted effort not to shit when other people are around, or you can't, as in it just won't come out, like you're like I have to shit, but there's people here and it won't come out.
Both.
You have a shy anus, I guess.
Pretty much.
I don't.
You got to have a buffer zone.
No, you don't.
I agree.
You gotta have a buffer zone. So, like, I would have to wait till everybody went to sleep or something.
I'll take a shit right here. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he would too. Don't ask him to do it.
Yeah, because I will.
Because I just ate.
I just had pizza.
Go ahead.
All right, who's next?
Number 10.
Number 10.
Okay,
here we go.
Now this one we can all agree on. All
right, maybe.
Arthur Schopenhauer.
Oh, he's a douchebag.
He was a philosopher. He came up with the glass half empty thing.
Oh, the damn
How
cliche.
Annoying is that?
How annoying is his name?
Did 16-year-old girls write this?
16-year-old girls? Who knows who Arthur Schopenhauer is?
They're
going to
know who any of these people are.
I know.
You never know.
Aaron Burr?
Oh, he's so annoying.
Doesn't he piss you off? Like, really? You know?
Like, totally.
He's not as cute as Aaron Schopenhauer.
I hate
Aaron Burr. And Arthur Schopenhauer, like... Glasses half full? I mean, like, what's up with that?
I mean, it's half empty, too, doctor.
Let's go have sex.
It's like both.
Let's make out.
Let's go suck a ball.
It's all about perception. Number nine. Hadley Hemingway.
Is that Ernest Hemingway's brother?
The wife.
Oh. I don't even know Hadley. If that was a male or female name. Yeah, go ahead.
As in the writer's wife?
Yeah, the writer's wife.
I don't like any Hemingway. Thank you very much.
Okay, I know. Okay, number 8.
Thank you.
Ready?
Ready, 8. Go, Junior.
Oh, my God! Biagio da Cassina, the patron saint of bad art critics.
Oh, Jesus.
He's such a saint.
Who cares about any of these people? Number 7, Niccolo Paganini. So these people just hate Italians, basically.
Yeah. The guinea bashers.
All right. Well, number 6.
We should write a letter to these people.
This is kind of funny. Number 6, Leona Helmsley. And what's funny is, look at this awful picture that they have of her.
Oh, my
God. She is
God.
The most unfuckable thing in the universe.
Wow.
She is so nasty.
Looks like she was beaten with a dead trout.
Oh, my God. Look at her eyebrows.
All right, who's next?
All right, they go from art critics to number five, Mike Tyson.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, but there's no consistency here.
No, there isn't.
Number four, Lucien Bonaparte.
I have no idea who that is.
Bonaparte.
Who's that?
What's his name?
Who? Oh.
Napoleon?
Napoleon.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either. Never mind.
All right, next.
What? Number three, that guy who invented that really annoying thing.
This was written by 16-year-olds.
That I would believe. Okay, but it's kind of three in one. Number one, 3A, is Ron Popeil, who invented the infomercial.
That Weird Al song about him?
B,
no.
Mildred Hill, who wrote the Happy Birthday song.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Okay. And C, Parson Weems, the George Washington Goody Two-Shoes myth.
What?
I guess he's the one who made the myth about George Washington chopping down the cherry tree. Isn't that annoying?
Isn't that annoying when people make up myths?
Isn't it annoying that people
make these magazines that make me feel stupid?
Make the founding fathers look good? How terrible.
Mental flaws. Don't read this magazine.
Number two, Bobby Riggs.
Who's that?
The former tennis champ.
When people succeed, that's annoying. Yeah. You're a tennis champion. Winning championships. Damn you!
And no offense to you guys, but number one, and this is why this is such a pompous, arrogant magazine, and people think that they're so much better than everyone, the number one most annoying person in the world, in history, Nostradamus. Ooh. Nostradamus.
How was that annoying?
I don't know.
Keep reading.
That's it.
Go ahead. No, read it.
Number one.
It's got to have a reason.
All right. His major accomplishments, surviving the Black Death, becoming a respected physician, and authoring a collection of superb jelly recipes.
How annoying.
Yeah.
I'm getting pissed off right now.
Yeah.
And his accomplishments were overshadowed by a series of apocalyptic writings that have inspired countless nutcases, end-of-the-world survivalists, and internet chainmail spam.
We got to mail these editors and these writers.
No, we have to send them bombs.
We got to send them dirty.
I hope,
he didn't mean that.
I hope the office of this magazine is in New Orleans.
You're that or on fire and everyone's dead.
Yeah. Or in like Sri Lanka.
Oh my God.
Get wiped out by the tsunami.
You know, I'm pissed off right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm angry.
250,000 people, you know.
It's dumb.
It is dumb. Died. All right, you guys want to do the quiz in the back?
What's the quiz of?
There's a quiz.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a quiz here, too.
The other quiz is better.
This one?
This one or the one with Marilyn Monroe on it?
No. Is she naked? No.
You don't like that one.
This one? Can I have a pencil, please? Intern?
Intern, I got it.
Intern. You going to read it off?
Again, the other
You're
intern.
You're
going to
keep score? Okay, well, yeah. We'll all do the quiz. We'll all do the Brainiac quiz. This is the mental floss.
It's all pop stuff. So, who's the most annoying person in your line?
Nostradamus.
That's what I think.
Because I hate getting email about the end of the world.
Amerigo Vespucci. I hate him. It's terrible.
Winston Churchill.
Okay. Amelia Earhart. I mean, come on.
Where'd she go?
I know. Where the hell is she?
That's so annoying. I'll never know.
I mean, just show your face already.
Where'd your plane go? Just come on.
I mean, seriously.
Ancient Roman Emperor Nero. Can't stand him.
What a bastard.
That son of a bitch.
Vespasian. Hate him.
His huge cock. I couldn't stand it.
Julia, where are your headphones?
Oh, I had to wear headphones.
You were, yeah. All right, we have a quiz here.
Oh, okay. Quiz.
Our producer, yeah. Carly, is going to read off the questions. Okay. I guess, can we all answer and then see who's right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Which of the following candy bars contains peanuts? Mr. Goodbar, Three Musketeers.
Put it higher. Can you hear it?
Okay. We'll take turns first when
it's
when
okay,
we answer.
We'll wait.
We'll go this way.
No, I'm talking to her. Sorry, I'm sorry, Carly. Go ahead.
It's okay. All right. Number one. Which of the following candy bars contains peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
A, Mr. Goodbar.
Mm-hmm.
B, Three Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
C, Crackle.
Mm-hmm.
Or D, Nestle Crunch.
Three Musketeers.
No, go. We'll
Eric,
start with Derek first.
My turn first.
Derek?
Okay.
Three Musketeers.
Now, what was the question? What does or doesn't?
I'm going to say
which,
Three Musketeers.
Contains.
Which does?
Yes.
Three Musketeers.
I'll say Three Musketeers.
Okay.
Pat?
Mr. Goodbar.
Ooh.
Three Musketeers.
Eric said Three Musketeers.
And the answer is?
Mr. Goodbar.
The answer.
Well, what's the answer?
Is Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Pat is right. Pat knows
so
his
far,
fat ass chocolate.
So far, answer is. So far, I'm in the lead.
Pat's salivating over there.
Do you want chocolate?
Pat,
you want chocolate?
Pat, you got one in your pocket. Come on.
Did Jay fall asleep? Oh, Jay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that looks like he wants to take it in the ass.
He's bent over this piano stool. It looks like he's riding it.
He's straddling it.
All right, question two. All
right.
Question number two.
All right, good.
Which of the following computer disks can hold the largest amount of data?
Ooh.
A, CDR. B, DVD-R. C, CD minus RW, or D, DVD plus R slash DL. Never heard of that one. Derek?
I'm going to go with the last one.
Okay.
Which can hold the most information?
Yep.
I don't know, DVD?
There's two DVD options, DVD minus R or DVD plus R slash DL.
Give me the DL.
Okay.
I concur.
And yes. Okay.
Let's see who's right. I'm right.
The DL stands for double layer, giving the disk about twice the capacity of a normal DVD.
I was right.
Yep. Okay.
A little over 8 gigs, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Everybody gets a point.
Are you keeping track of the points?
Yes, I am.
Who's in the lead, Curly?
Pat with
two.
Uh-huh. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's annoying.
Why are you always
hey,
in the
Pat
lead?
Miller. Radio personality, Miller. Pat Miller.
He's number five.
Right by
always
Nostradamus.
Always winning and terrible.
Always knowing his peanuts and chocolate. Number three.
Okay, number three. The
Have a happy hand.
Okay, number three.
Number three, quick.
The traditional decorative sash worn around the middle of a Japanese kimono is called an A, obi, B,
wan.
Come on.
I was waiting.
Or C, Kenobi.
Okay. A, Obi.
Okay.
One, Kenobi.
Ben.
B, Yukata.
Old Ben Kenobi.
C, Haori. Or D, Coco.
Coco.
What? What's the last two?
Haori, H-A-O-R-I, or Koto, K-O-T-O?
It is a Koto.
Okay, that's
well,
Eric.
What? It goes to me first.
Oh, it really doesn't fucking
it matter.
So we can go in order. I'm going to say it's a Koto.
Okay, Derek said
Koto. Say Haori.
Yeah. Just say it.
And Pat?
I'm going to say Obi.
One okay. Kenobi.
A, the Obi.
Ah.
Damn it.
You're the most annoying piece of shit.
Because I'm winning it.
You're number four now.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Did my phone
you just off? Displaced that tennis champion.
Oh, right? Fuck yeah, I did. Okay. Fucking dirty little cunt.
Okay.
You just pulled ahead of George Washington Carver.
But isn't he annoying?
I like peanut butter.
He's always inventing peanut butter and such.
He's lazy.
Oh, he's too lazy.
He just can't. He can't eat the peanuts. He's gonna make peanut butter.
You don't want to take the effort to chew the peanuts in his teeth because he makes his teeth look brown and he likes to have a big white smile so people can see him in the dark. So he makes the peanut butter. He's lazy.
He already pre-mashes it.
Goddamn Satchmo.
Stop!
He puts it in a syringe and hooks up to an IV so he can have the peanut butter in his sleep. Yeah.
Because he likes it so much because he's lazy. He won't eat anything else. He eats peanut butter and coconuts.
Coconuts.
Because he's black.
What a Sambo looking motherfucker.
And he's always drowning in the water.
I heard he drowned in New Orleans because he was too lazy to leave his house.
He had all the peanuts there.
And he couldn't even get up from his seat.
He didn't want to leave the peanut butter. He just drowned there.
Next question.
Number four.
Let's go on. The Academy Award-winning actor Morgan Freeman was once a regular.
It's a black guy. He likes to eat peanut butter and smile with his white teeth.
GWC.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Academy Award-winning actor Morgan Freeman was once a regular on what children's TV show? A, Sesame Street, B, The Electric Company, C, Captain Kangaroo, or D, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers.
Pat, okay.
The Electric Company.
Eric saying The Electric Company.
The Port Authority.
Mass Transit.
Okay, number four.
MTA going your way.
Number four is B, The Electric Company.
Oh, did you actually know that or was just guessing?
Boing.
Point for Derek.
Who's in the lead?
Still Pat.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Next question.
Okay, number five. What branch of the U.S. Armed Forces has the highest percentage of active duty females?
Duty.
That would be the Navy.
Okay. Eric, didn't want to wait for the list. Does Buckle? Anyone else need a list?
You tell me the list.
I do, yeah.
Navy? Marines?
Navy.
No. Keep going.
Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Army?
Ooh, Air Force.
Army.
Pat wants Army?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with, Eric and say Navy.
Okay. The answer to number five is C, the Air Force.
Oh, you were going to say that. Too. I wasn't going to say that at all.
Nobody got that one right.
Fucking A.
Yeah. Fuck a B. It has more holes.
Yeah. No. No.
Okay.
Number B. What's next?
Yeah.
Okay, number six.
Six.
What is the official logo of Easter Seals?
The fuck is Easter Seals?
I don't know, but it's either A, an egg, B, Lily, C, Bunny, or D, Heart. Official logo of Easter.
I think it's, what was the second one?
Lily.
Lily. I think it's Lily. Pat?
Easter Seal.
Easter Seals.
What was it? Bunny, Chocolate?
Egg, Lily, Bunny, or Heart?
I'm going to go with Lily.
Okay.
Egg.
I like eggs.
Eric.
I know I'm wrong, but.
Okay, the answer to number six was B, the lily.
Oh, I got that. I'm still in the lead.
Point for Eric. Not Eric, Derek, and Pat.
I was confused.
Because I have my numbers.
And our listeners at home can play along, too.
Okay. Number seven.
I got that one wrong, dear. Junior, what'd you get?
Hey, Becca. I said peanut butter. Because he's so lazy.
Okay, this should be an easy one. This one.
All right, let's go.
Number seven. What action film star had a short-lived singing career in the late 1980s under the name Bruno?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Read them off.
No, you read them off.
A. Jean-Claude Van Damme. B. Charles Bronson. C. Bruce Willis. Or D. Steven Seagal.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Steven Seagal.
All right, so Eric said Steven Seagal, and Derek Pat went with Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, yep.
Okay, and the answer is...
I win.
Bruce Willis.
Yep. Yep.
I'm purposely getting them wrong now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
See, that's not how you win, though.
It isn't?
No.
No.
Right here. What's wrong?
Charles Bronson.
Wasn't that the guy who...
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, ma, how about some more milk?
How about a little more milk?
Hey, ma, how about some more vagina?
Penis.
I mean peanut butter.
I don't know how to pronounce this next one. What is this word?
Lunalei? Where on the human body would you find lunalei? Hand, ankle, neck, or hair? I'm going to say neck.
Ankle.
Hair.
Hair.
Eric. Pat, you said ankle?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
Okay. It was the hand.
Who said that?
We're all wrong.
Oh, shit.
And it doesn't tell us what it is exactly.
No, they never do.
It doesn't?
No, it just gives you the answer for that one.
What is it?
It was a hand.
Oh, dumb.
Just sounded funny.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Little geography for you guys.
Oh, I love geography.
I'm bad.
It's so fun.
Number 9. What nation has the longest coastline in the world? A. The United States. B. Indonesia. C. Canada. Or D. The Philippines.
Canada.
Canada.
Okay.
We all say Canada. Who's right?
For number 9, the answer is Canada.
Yep, I got that.
Job, guys.
I got it right.
Eric's got 2 right now.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot.
Oh, no, I thought he was
all thy sons command.
No, just cut him off.
I just thought he was, you know.
Go ahead.
We needed him. What product is commonly sold by the skein? A
what?
Skein, S-K-E-I-N. A, wire. B, pipe. C, seed. Or D, yarn.
I don't even hear the question.
What product is commonly sold by the skein? S-K-E-I-N.
What was it?
A, wire. B, pipe. C, seed. Or D, yarn.
I'm going to have to say yarn.
Yarn.
Pat and Derek are going with yarn. Eric, did
you? I didn't hear the yarn them question, so put me on for D.
Okay.
But well, double Ds.
You were right. It's yarn.
Yep. I got that right.
Me too.
Maybe, but I'm in the lead.
So I said D.
Vagina.
How do you say that? I don't want to say it wrong.
Odd Lang Sang, right?
I guess so.
Odd Lang Sang?
Old Lang Syne.
Okay, the title of the traditional New Year's song, Old Lang Syne, literally translates to...
Vagina.
Canada.
Stinky vagina.
Sloppy wet pussy.
Ooh.
Uterus.
Literally translates to A, speaking out, B, olden times, C, different year, or D, hearing bells.
I'm going to go with the second one.
Olden times?
Sure.
Derek, olden times.
I will second that emotion.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, you're right.
Yep, I got that one. Yay. See, I'm winning.
I don't like this quiz anymore.
How many questions are there?
A lot. So I'm looking at it. There's like 30-something questions.
Oh, my good Lord.
Do you want me to just... We don't want to quit it here?
Yeah,
it's good. It's enough for that.
Right. I win.
Let's talk about porn.
Yeah.
Pat wins.
Yeah, no. I always win.
So, Julia, what kind of porn do you like?
Yeah, Julia. Grab a mic.
Tell us
Give
about
Julia
your,
a mic.
Tell us about porn.
Where's the mic you had? Oh.
I'm a little daisy today. Today? I'm a little daisy. Excuse me, man. Hang on.
Is that Steve Gazd?
Go ahead, Julia. Talk.
I could just talk into that?
Yeah, just... No.
Wow!
You gotta talk into the wire. The wire picks it up. You gotta do it.
I get very shy. I start to cry.
Oh, like in the... Oh, yeah.
All right, give Carly the mic back.
No,
did I tell you guys about that?
Let her struggle.
No.
Me and Carly were videotaping her for her wedding video. Like, doing, like, a pre-interview thing. And she starts freaking out when we turn the camera on and just starts crying out of nowhere. So we have her on tape, like, just bursting out crying.
Is anybody ever going to see this wedding video?
Yeah.
Yeah, where is that wedding video?
She's crying.
I'm already crying.
Look at that. She's crying.
Your wife's crying, Jay.
Don't think about your father now.
Recording devices scare me.
She's crying.
What bad uncle is bringing these tears to your eyes?
Oh, my God. Why is she crying? Look at this. Why is she? Give her the mic back. Don't even bother. Just stop. Give her the mic back.
That's an
Oscar-winning
moment.
What the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
You should just be a dramatic actress. Oh, she's leaving.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Just What the hell happened?
Just do like a real dramatic scene. And we're recording.
That was ridiculous.
And geez. Eric is drawing
Julia crying.
Julia crying.
I get so scared.
You're not.
What's that tapping?
It's a microphone.
Not even. No.
Ray, is that you?
No, it's Jeff.
Yeah, come back, Julia.
No one's even going to be hearing this. What are you scared for?
Oh, she's coming back.
There she go. Let's see how long it takes.
I know. What were we
count the
talk
seconds
about?
Till she starts crying.
All right.
Something about porn.
Go ahead. We're all listening. Go ahead.
Oh, 3 seconds.
It didn't last long.
I think that you'd be fine with this since you're so outgoing.
Don't look at him.
Talk into the microphone. Hold it up to you.
So we can all hear you.
Check 1, 2. No,
come on.
We already set the levels.
Yeah, the levels are set. You just gotta talk.
What are we talking about?
What were we talking about? Porn?
Porn.
All right. So as a female, what kind of porn do you like? You like guys like bent over showing their yam bags?
Yeah, do they like guys on guys?
Well, me and Carly found this little gem one night. These two...
Oh, boy.
These two... What is it? StraightCollegeGuys.com?
Yeah, something like that.
Which seemed anything but.
Ooh.
And there were these two guys intertwined coming down a...
water slide.
Completely naked.
They showed it to me. It was disturbing.
And
they were fucking while they were going down the water slide?
Yeah.
No, they were just kind of hugging each other.
Yeah.
While naked.
What? Yeah, they were both naked.
Yeah.
That's very uncomfortable. Just listening to it makes me uncomfortable.
It was very hilarious, actually.
I
doubt it.
I actually want to see that because that sounds kind of funny.
It's pretty funny.
I don't want to see it.
Is it on the computer here?
Yeah.
No, that's
probably.
Not. That's
Can I
not.
Search it out real quick?
I wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah, let's not.
We'll do it later.
I don't
we'll put it up on the website.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we have a website. What's our website?
Oh, man. MySpace.com/aristocratsDEP. That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
What's DEP mean?
Johnny Derek Depp. Eric Pat. Hmm.
And what's our email address?
AristocratsDEP@AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
drop us a line.
Check us out.
We'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
So, Pat, what was the.
Just get you off.
That's what we do.
I wasn't really even talking to anybody.
Yeah, no. Drop us a line if you want to, you know, talk to us. And
So, anyway, Pat. We can hear that.
Yeah, that's really getting irritating.
So.
He's
playing with the mic stand. He's like,
yeah.
This is fun. I'm bored.
So what's your favorite movie, Julia?
Speed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know better than your sister.
And why do you like Speed?
I like Keanu Reeves.
the bus.
I'm looking for a...
Have to stay above 55.
Whoa. I'm looking... Man. I'm looking for a bomb. Well, I'll try your performance in Dracula.
What? Wait.
Music. Those animals.
I know. Wait.
Listen to them.
I got a what?
The children of the night.
I got a poop. Wait. I like ketchup.
It's a speed, huh?
Transylvania.
How about
is
speed
not
two?
No. Oh, these are not.
No, not so good.
Not so good.
What's your second favorite movie? Jay is crawling away from this.
I don't blame him.
The Wedding Singer.
You What's spin me right round, baby, right round.
Fuck yeah.
So, Pat.
What?
Have we exhausted my
no, Julie.
My youth?
Hey, Jay, what are you doing?
Talk about some other things, Julie.
Oh, my.
Julie, what was the first porno you ever saw?
And with who?
I was at a party with friends in high school, and they were playing it because it was this big joke, and it was this weird friends 70s thing Europe. Called Sex Hotel.
Edward Penis Hands.
And they had...
E3, the extra testicle.
Pulp Friction.
And it was from the 70s, and there was this...
Saving Ryan's privacy.
You go into this hotel, and there's all these rooms.
Pee on me. Four.
Each room...
Let's fuck.
Come on her fucking face. Each, volume 17.
Throat gonna, Gaggers I'll 3.
Backdoor Sluts 5. Right, I'm
no,
sorry.
Go ahead.
No, and each room has just like a theme, and there's like a woman waiting in it, and this guy picked a room, and there was this black girl in it with a big afro. And he was arguing with her because he didn't want to have sex with her, and she was trying to talk him into it, and that was pretty much it.
Sounds more like a drama than a porno.
Well, then they had sex.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. That's what I was wondering where it was tying in.
And then it all tied in the end.
Yeah, and then they have sex.
Come on, man.
After they got done having a huge discussion, they had sex.
Well, I don't know about this.
Hey, come on, you cracker.
You crazy cracker.
Come lick my chocolate pussy.
Oh, Jesus.
That's just, what it, I swear to God, that's exactly what it was.
Right? Where's Pussy Man?
And then the second pussy porno man. I saw was the same night, and it was called Under the Rainbow, and it was a midget porn.
That's the best.
Yeah, that's great. That's just what you want to see after you get done eating.
Yeah. Were they whistling?
Like, is...
Is that normally
if
do?
He's fucking a normal sized girl, his legs are like dangling off of her, you know.
Oh, that's just
yeah. Well, no?
No, it's a little scary.
No, no, no.
Can you hear me rubbing so my eyes?
Yeah, it can.
A porno isn't a porno without the masturbating Mussolini.
What?
I was at Gerard's house one time.
Oh, Jesus.
And they had a porno called Conquest. It's this really elaborate porno about a pirate ship and everything. It's like really high budget, like professional movie. And there's this one scene where three crewmen on the ship drag this woman. That's four crewmen. They drag this woman out of the hold there to start having sex with her on the deck.
Right.
But of course, she only has three orifices. And this one guy looks like Mussolini. And so he's just laying there on the deck masturbating, watching the other guys bang this girl. He's the masturbating Mussolini.
Great.
And no porno has ever been the same since.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
Wasn't there also like another line from that you guys use a lot?
It
was something to do with the pirate porn.
Yeah. He'll have his way with you or something like that. It wasn't really anything good, though.
I don't remember. But I had one of those...
There was a scene with Jenna Jameson was like slurping on anal beads or something.
Slurping.
Like spaghetti. They pulled him out and like...
I had a video. It was
don't cry, Julia.
It was a one of those like it was almost like a best of, where they just took like the best scenes from different movies.
Yeah.
So it was like halfway through a movie, so there was no real dialogue, but it was funny because it would be like the middle of dialogue and then just a sex scene. So this guy gets a ring on his doorbell and he opens the door, and the lady just looks at him and goes, "Do you know Rita?" And he goes, "Do I?" And then they just start having sex. And that's just how it begins. like that.
The best dialogue.
It was really good.
Cheddar cheese. I love some. Santa Claus. Paperclip.
Sure, I believe in him. Paperclip.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Santa Claus. Paperclip.
They just need words to fill it in.
Picture frame, mandolin.
Amplified peanut butter.
George Washington Carver.
Did anybody else think that the theme song of the People's Court sounds like porn music?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then it gets like, it builds up like climax.
I'm ready to come.
That was my little noise.
Then everyone was clapping. Oh.
Bring the microphone in with you.
We need a wireless mic for that.
I got one. Not with me. Bow down, bow. I'm going to move all our show prep over here since we're not using it. No. You guys want to read a funny comic?
I know it's not Family
this
Circus.
That's what it's coming down to.
Well, let's read Family read Circus.
Reading the funnies. That's what
Family Circus. Do we have Family Circus on this? There's no Family Circus.
It's going to be a great podcast.
Yeah. Are we allowed to eat this fruit, Mommy, or is it just for people? Is this banana done enough to eat?
They don't have Family Circus.
Mommy, can you shit on my face?
Mommy said she's going to go buy toilet water.
Well, this one's really good. It's called Flight Deck, and I really enjoy this comic a lot. It's very good.
Is it about September 11th?
No.
No?
It's not. This is Saturday's paper. Mm. Okay? Now, see if you can guess what the picture is. I'm going to read you the caption. See if you can guess what the picture is, because I did. It's a guy talking to a woman, and it says, "He's mad at me because I told him to get a real job, so now he's giving me the silent treatment." Who else do you think is in the frame?
A gay man.
George Washington Carver.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a mime.
A mime.
A mime.
Bleep, bleep. Ooh. What?
Is that not the worst thing you've ever heard in your life?
I've heard worse.
No. This has to be the worst.
Yeah, I've heard worse.
All right, so this is a guy going out with this girl named Lorraine.
All right, yeah, I have heard worse.
They've been going out for a long time, right? And there's this girl at work named Clearly.
Clearly.
Clearly, real strange name, but she's really exotic. And
well, that's nice.
The guy likes her, and she likes him.
She hot.
And she's very, it's amazing. And the guy wants to go out with her. But he doesn't want to hurt Lorraine's feelings because Lorraine's such a nice girl.
Yeah, she's nice. I like her.
And
smokes a lot, though.
So one day, he and Lorraine are walking around by the river.
Mm-hmm. What river?
I don't know. What, any river. It doesn't really matter.
Navisink?
Yeah, Navisink River's good. And Lorraine trips and falls into the river and drowns.
Oh, shit.
Just gets swept away by the current.
That sucks.
And the guy sort of stares for a while and smiles to himself and walks away singing, "I can see clearly now Lorraine is gone."
Stop it. Don't encourage him, please.
Yeah, please don't.
I get it, though.
What about the guy who had the fruit stand?
Oh, yeah. There's a guy who had a fruit stand, and he had his regular customer come every day and buy fruit. So,
what kind of fruit? Mangoes?
All kinds of fruit.
Avocado?
Just like Don Corleone.
Don Corleone.
So one day the fruit stand owner sees, you know, this guy, his regular customer, walking with fruit that he had apparently bought elsewhere. And he said, "What the fuck? You know, how come you stopped buying fruit from me?"
Yeah, really.
Guy said, "I'm sorry, but I was tempted by the fruit of another."
I have a joke.
Okay, Julia.
Hang on. I'm going to mute everyone's mic but yours. Hello? Go ahead and tell your joke.
Oh,
Now this is weird.
Go ahead. It's just you. Start crying.
I'm gonna cry.
Tell me how boy is crying.
Okay. So wedding video. Go ahead.
Your joke reminded me of this joke. Well, I have to remember how it went.
So you gotta take 5 to the airport. Go.
Okay. You know what? There's too much pressure. Put your mics back
ahead,
on.
Go ahead.
Tell the joke.
We're listening.
All right. There was this castle. There's more.
Okay.
Wow.
I say I don't get it. I'm talking in the mic. And I'm the one I'm muted in. Keep going. So we could just hear her so perfectly. So there's no interruption. Go ahead, Julie.
This is horrible. I'm going to cry again.
No.
It was a
castle
joke. Go ahead. Take your time.
There was a castle.
There was this castle.
Into the mic, sweetie. Into the mic.
Okay, I don't remember the joke at all.
Yeah,
shut it. No, I swear to God, I don't.
Yeah.
I just realized I spoke too soon when I said you reminded me of a joke because I only remember the punchline. Can I tell you the punchline?
No. Tell the joke.
Can
I come back on until you finish the joke?
Okay.
There's a castle, tended by the fruit of another.
Yeah. Well, I'm not exactly sure how it goes. I'm sorry. Guys, can you please turn your mics back on?
Not until you tell the joke. Or a joke.
Okay, a joke.
Tell an aristocrat's joke.
Guess how white, right? I don't know any jokes.
That was your most disturbing memory.
Sing a song.
My most disturbing memory?
Did you walk in on mom and pops?
Have sex.
Oh, well... One time,
into the mic.
They got married once.
One.
And she made us go. My mother made me and my sister go across the street to stay overnight at our friend's house. And my friend didn't have any potato chips, and I really felt like some potato chips. So I went to go back in my house, and I didn't have a key or anything. So I crawled into my window, and I was so upset because I thought my parents were fighting, and they were just, like, so loud in their bedroom, and it took me, like, 10 years. I snuck back out with the potato chips, but 10 years later, I realized that they were probably not fighting. That's it.
Okay, wow. That was great.
Right, wow. Is her mic turned off now?
And we're back.
Yes.
Oh, and she's still crying.
So one time...
We should give her a segment on the show.
One time so I was at my neighbor's house, and I really wanted some orange Kool-Aid.
So I went and we didn't have orange Kool-Aid, so I went to my house and got some orange Kool-Aid.
And my mother was sacrificing my dog on the counter.
And then she had sex.
And she was putting pork rinds up his asshole.
And then a black man came in
and raped him. Wow, that was great. Well, anyway, Pat, what was the first porno you ever saw?
First porno?
Yeah.
Magazine
or video, it doesn't matter.
Probably magazine.
Yeah, what was it?
Oh, I don't know. Either, I think it was a Playpen? What the hell is it called?
Penthouse?
Penthouse. Playpen.
Kitty porn.
I was watching the kids in the playpen. Oh yeah, that's hot.
Put those plastic keys in your mouth. Oh yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah.
Wait, a little xylophone
for me. Oh. Yeah, it was penthouse.
Playpen.
You see,
Big Ben. It was peanuts.
I think it was a sandbox.
I think it was the playground of the elementary school. And me in my car.
All right,
in the parking lot.
Do it hard.
Oh. But yeah, it was penthouse.
Hardcore, not bad.
That's about it.
And you?
Eric?
Eric. Can't remember.
I think the first magazine I saw was contained a 50, a really tanned 50-something-year-old Southern woman named Red.
See, that's what I'm looking for, details. You're like, I think it was a playpen. No, penthouse.
Well, I don't, you know.
That's all I got.
What do you want? I was five. I can't remember that far. You're supposed to remember.
Her name was Red, and she was wearing a cowboy hat, pushing a wheelbarrow.
Was her pussy hair red?
No.
Pushing a wheelbarrow. Why?
She had a cowboy hat on.
All right.
And I think the first porno video was some woman getting double penetration.
DP, not bad.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
So that was kind of like, oh my God.
How old were you when you saw the magazine?
I don't even remember.
In the movie?
I don't remember.
Derek, you still got to go.
Well, when I was a wee kid, me and my buddy Steve, he had a encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. Let's see where this is going. And they had a whole section on puberty.
And I was thinking Africans.
Well, no, I did have the National Geographic with the Africans with the big long boobs.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that the other day.
That's hot.
Yeah, well, we were too, because I said I did. You can't bring the competition's name up in the show.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Jesus Christ.
Considering, Robin. Considering we steal some of their bids.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Oh, everyone steals from everyone.
So. Hoo-hoo. I lost my train of thought. There was a whole thing on puberty, and it had little pictures of, like sketches of, like, a little girl and, like, a prepubescent girl and, like, a teenage girl and an old woman or whatever. And that was, like, the first time I saw a little cartoon vagina.
We're talking about pornos, not...
That was porno to me when I was 9 years old.
All right, well, skip to when you saw porno.
Well, the real one was probably with my friend Steve again, because he was my only friend,
mm-hmm.
and we were down by the pier.
Is this Rogers?
No. We were down by the pier, and we found a couple of magazines. They're all crumpled up like somebody had them in their pocket, folded and shit, and mm-hmm. they didn't have covers on them, and they were like old... Like
and sticky.
Well, yeah, they were like 70s, like big muff,
oh.
like that kind of thing.
That's
and
good.
We built the fort, and we hid them in the fort.
And they're still there to this day.
No, I went back
heavily guarded.
I went back and stole it, so I could have it for myself. And I think I still have it, actually.
No secrets.
What are you two whispering about?
I can't say right now.
What? Say it. Say it.
Ew.
Well, tell us about your maintenance then.
Yeah, let's all talk about our pubic hair maintenance.
I don't have any pubic hair maintenance.
I don't either.
You don't? You don't shave or anything?
No.
I buzz them.
No, nobody. nobody sees it, so I ignore them.
I'm nope. not looking at you,
Eric.
No.
No. No.
I know you want to look down here.
No, I don't.
I know you want to run your fingers through us.
No, absolutely not.
Maybe floss your teeth with
I'm
us.
I'm just taking a shower. La, la, la.
Call me.
You can't ignore us forever, Eric.
Yes, I can.
Get the knots out.
What are you doing, Eric? That hurts.
Was it Kip? Was it Kit?
Hal.
Cal?
Hal.
Hal?
Hal. Hal 9000.
Oh, I was thinking yeah, Kit.
Was. Michael.
I was thinking Kit from Knight Rider.
Michael.
That's what I was thinking, Knight Rider.
No, the HAL 9000 from 2001.
Yeah. I'm talking about 2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, no, I was thinking of Knight Rider.
Michael. I thought we were talking about pubic hair.
Michael.
I need your help, buddy. Okay, Michael.
Michael.
Michael, you farted on my vinyl. I like that.
Michael, you blasted a hole through the seat cover.
Way to go.
Well, we're just coming up on 2 hours now.
We are. We're almost done.
Thank God.
Yeah.
How did people do it before? More pre-planned.
They have like 50 people working for them.
Yeah.
More interns. That's what you need.
We need more interns that don't fall asleep on us.
What the hell?
Jesus. That's 2 times in a row Barbara just fell asleep.
She always does. That's my little angel.
We need interns that aren't married, engaged to, or dating any of my friends.
And with large penises.
Yeah.
With large penises.
Mm-hmm. Or and tight penises? Pants.
Or 3-inch long clitorises.
Hey, well, right over there.
Wow, that's actually a little gross.
I'm the only one awake. I mean, I don't have an extremely large penis, but, you know, I can't stay awake.
Yeah, it's not that big.
So, I mean, is that qualifying
for me? So, Julia, when was the first time you masturbated?
Ooh, I think we might have to go into overtime for this.
Get the mic.
Come on, Julia, get a mic.
I can't even tell a joke. You think I would feel
comfortable?
And did it?
Do it.
And
start crying.
Did your mother have anything to do with it?
Go ahead,
she's
do
nodding
it.
Her head. She did, didn't she?
No,
oh.
No.
So it was Slavic?
Well, I can tell you this. I'll tell you this much.
I'm sure you had to do it, you punk.
When I was...
You got to rub.
I would... I forget it. Turn my mic off.
No, go ahead.
I got to smack it with hammer.
You got to hit it with Chevy van, and that's all right with me. So... I'm sorry, Julia. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have a masturbation story, but I have a little anecdote about...
Throw rotten salami on it.
Okay, forget it.
No, go ahead. The cheese and sauce make pussy pizza.
Oh.
Pussy pizza.
Okay, I wanted to tell you that my when I was younger, like...
This pizza sucks,
like,
punk.
Like
tastes
nine.
Like anchovies.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm listening to you, Julia.
Really?
I'm laughing.
I was like 9, my cousin was 8. My cousin told me her friend told her how to test whether or not you're a lesbian. And you have to sit naked.
If your hand's bigger than your nose.
You have to sit naked on some newspaper and look at pictures of naked women. And if you get up and the newspaper's wet, then you're a lesbian.
And if you make out with your cousin, then you're a lesbian.
So, and you did this?
No.
Oh, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she's laughing. She did.
No, I really...
Yeah.
No, I...
Yeah, you did.
I was 8 years old.
So you don't have a masturbation story?
We didn't even get a newspaper.
Oh, please.
Did you ever get walked in on?
No. No.
Not by Jason?
No.
Did anybody ever call you when you were doing it?
No.
Like, dinner's ready. Oh, come on.
Yeah. And so am I.
Or did you ever talk while you're doing it?
Yeah.
Like through the door on the
dinner
phone.
Dinner is ready.
Oh, God.
Dinner's ready. I'm you coming.
Punk. Dinner's ready, punk. Eh? Hey, what I say about hammer?
What are you doing? Rubbing your clit?
What
dinner's
doing?
Ready. It's not now.
It's awful quiet in there. What are you doing?
Hey, what's that smell, eh?
Smells like my pastrami that I'm missing.
Oh, we peaked.
Yeah, someone clapped before.
It was Derek.
It was Derek.
Oh, whatever.
It smells like sweaty hammock in here.
Sweaty hammock.
What have you been doing?
It smells like dirty lettuce in here.
It smells like boiled... It smells like boiled kale in here. What have you been up to?
It smells like fried shoelaces in here. What is going on?
Why am I missing a friend? Why am I missing fan blade? From ceiling fan.
Why am I missing Chevy van?
And that's not all right with me.
That is not all right with me.
What? Why am I missing lampshade?
I'm sweating.
Why am I missing your mother?
I think I'm gonna throw up.
I think so too.
Why does this smell like your sister in here?
Oh. Why am I missing middle finger?
You.
Why am I missing my forearm?
Oh,
My arm's like Popeye.
Why am I missing broken beer bottle?
All right, Julia, what did he say? He said, I can smell your cunt. No? Nothing?
Well, that got
I
awkward.
Myself cannot.
Bart's got a little smile on her face. She hears us.
In her dream. Imagine what she's dreaming about.
Oh, God.
But hearing this and dreaming at the same time.
She wakes up crying.
Yeah. Chevy fans.
It's not all right with me.
Fan blades, and that's not all right with me.
Jesus Christ.
That was a good laugh.
Oh, my God. Finally.
Yeah, right? It only took 2 hours.
Not all right with me.
She's gonna cry herself to sleep now. You just gave the girl a complex.
Jesus. Isn't this fun, Julia? Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
You gave me open range, so.
Thank you, Julia, for saving our show.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Where's Ray and Jay?
Uh-oh.
Are they fucking... Let's put on some fuck music.
Where's my hammer?
Where's my fan blade?
Where's my Chevy van?
Because I'll tell you what, this isn't all right with me.
Where's my hammer and sickle?
Hey.
Where is my kielbasa?
What is my motherland?
What?
I don't know.
Where is Pope John Paul II?
Where is Wicker Basket?
What? Where is Babushka?
Another Russian.
I don't know. One of those little toys, one inside the other?
Yeah. No, Babushka is a...
Is a hat.
No, I'm saying, what are covering. They?
She what says they yes.
No, they're not.
No, Babushka is the... I need the fart mic.
Oh, I've been talking to the fart mic?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That time somebody else had one. All right, now, Julie, what were you saying?
Hey, what were you saying? Yeah. What were you saying?
I'm going to cry.
Oh, it smells.
It does not smell good.
Smells like success.
So what were we talking about?
Babushkas.
Babushkas.
Yeah, babushkas.
Holy shit.
The veil the little Russian ladies wear.
Well, I always thought it was that thing that you wrap around your head.
Yeah, that's what we were. That's
but
what I just said.
Both my fathers are Russian. Because you have to. In Poland, I guess. It's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway, and they said, no, it's those dolls. I'm like...
One that fits in one
yeah.
The
they're probably wrong.
Because we saw them at Cape May. And it's babushka. I'm like, no, it doesn't sound right.
Producer.
Oh. Our producer is telling us we have to wrap it up.
Why?
We're in overtime.
Oh.
Okay.
We
got lots of dead air that we can cut out of this.
Yeah, I mean...
That's true, yeah.
We're finally coming alive.
I know. I think we have to tape this at midnight every night. Didn't we tape the last one at midnight?
Yeah,
it was late.
Let's do it on Saturday next time.
We'll do it on a Saturday night. We'll start drinking early.
Yeah, we got to drink.
Yeah.
Can I come if I don't cry?
No.
No.
She's going to cry.
You're done.
Actually, I think she should have a segment on the show.
I think so,
what
too.
Segment?
Who the hell knows?
This one tiny...
Half Julia's half-assed childhood memories. Did you do it? No, I just heard about it.
Yeah, everyone that was here is about it. I knew someone who did it.
Oh boy.
Go.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
That was a little weak.
Well, you know, you should have heard me earlier today, right, Carly?
See, I told you to save him.
I could.
It was terrible.
Goodness.
I couldn't. No. I would die.
No.
I would die.
It's for the show.
He might have blown up.
I seriously, my stomach might have.
Will.
Should have have saved it.
Should have, could have, would have.
Jason sleeping?
Wait, did you tuck him in?
I did.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
Little bedtime story. He's quite content. We're good.
Then I started sucking his balls.
So we gotta go. We gotta go to Medieval Times.
We'll go to Medieval Times. We'll talk about it next week. Okay.
Why don't we just do the radio show there?
Ooh!
Live from Medieval Times.
This battery only lasts 45 minutes, so it's gonna be a short show.
That's right. You punk.
Okay.
Where is horse shit?
Yeah. Let's rock.
Is the aristocrat, am I still on?